This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Oh, and there's coverage indeed to bring you. There's a lot that's been going on. Obviously, you've been watching the case. The prosecution bringing a very strong game to the first round. We saw all sorts of interviews. Judson Welcher, one of the most interesting this last week, pretty much connected the dots about as scientifically and forensically as you can to showing that her vehicle, in fact, struck John O'Keefe. Allegedly. But it looks pretty strong. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jen, 74% throttle reverse. Aggression or panic?
It's not a panic. I think she purposefully did it.
Yeah.
Do I think she meant to kill him? I really don't. I think she was angry and she just kind of wanted to bumper tap him and not thinking straight that, geez, that could actually kill somebody.
Yeah, I can see that. And it's one of those moments where, you know, when you're sober and you'd be looking at like going in reverse at that speed, you go, that's insane. That is crazy. Like, I don't know the last time I've ever gone in reverse at that speed for any reason. So it's kind of an extreme thing. But when you're really drunk, I do wonder if in that drunkenness, and I know that she had put it into reverse, but I do wonder if she thought that it was in reverse when she stepped on the gas the way she did.
I think she did. That's just my opinion. And I base that in large part on her horrible text messages later and her text messages throughout the day. I mean, this was a building up, right? This was an anger that had been building in her. She felt like she was kind of on the outside of leave. I think she's very jealous in that as well. And I think it just all builds up. I think she was so angry that she wanted to go to that party. She even talks about it. She says, I thought he was coming back to my car, which is the reaction I was hoping to garner from him. Words like that. So she gives us clues that she's not happy with John O'Keefe at that moment and that they had had a fight. And it was, you know, they were at the end of a relationship and those moments are never nice.
But does anybody reasonably back it up that fast and think they're not going to possibly kill the person that's behind them? I don't know. Again, you got to put the drunkenness into there, but that's where, to me, it starts to get a little dicey on whether or not this was intentional or not.
Well, and that's why the grand jury upped the charge to murder too.
Yeah.
Because they felt no. In other words, whether you're drunk or not, and quite frankly, drunkenness does not give you the right to kill someone. It might mitigate your sentence, but, you know, it's not an excuse. It's not excused under the law, and it's not experienced. And so just because you was drunk, you could have realized, as you well put, that speeding 24 miles an hour off 24 miles an hour backwards towards somebody is not only reckless, but it's homicidal.
Very much so. Here's a question, though, because a lot of these, the details that we know now, the grand jury didn't know then. They knew that, you know, she hit him, she went in reverse, or at least that's what the state was saying. But we didn't necessarily know speed. We didn't know all of that at that exact moment in time. That came out a bit later. And this is just kind of playing the devil's advocate here. Was she, you know, overcharged at the beginning? Clearly now, when you see all the evidence, I would say no, but they didn't know it back then. And that's where I'm wondering, like, what was it an overcharge back then? Or did they go that far because they really thought she was just going to take the plea?
Well, do you mean in the eyes of the grand jury or do you mean in the prosecutor?
Well, in the prosecutor, the overcharging of it. I mean, the prosecutor is probably what I should have said. Yeah.
So as far as the prosecutor, I really believe this prosecutor, and I will say they did not have all that information that very well. But Tony, they still saw all the information that existed, less the exact speed. They knew she reversed, and they saw John dead. And so when you put those two elements together, person reverses, vehicle to the force that would knock somebody back and kill them, that meant their murder to, what they were looking for.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't rocket science to see what took place. I mean, at the end of the day, this is really, I think, a very, very simple case that turned in one of the most complex ones that we'll ever see. I've told you my reaction to Judson Welcher this week, and I haven't seen all of The Cross yet because it's going on while we're speaking. To me, I think that seals the deal of she hit him. Again, we don't know the rest, though, of what was going on in her mind. What was your reaction to all of the experiments that he did, the way he presented in court, and the details to which he testified?
You know, he was really the nail in the coffin. And quite frankly, he was the one person that I really wanted to see testify out of everyone. Mm-hmm. Of course, most was duplicitous from last trial. We're just sort of watching, in some ways, a rerun, although the, you know, and of course, Brennan, his presentation and what we call order of proof was so well done this time, because it wasn't about trying to thwart the idea of a third party culprit. He actually proved his case this time very methodically. And to end with this grand finale, it really couldn't have gone better. Welcher was very well spoken on the stand, but he didn't talk down. He made it very logical and reasonable when he explained everything. It was really something to be an expert like that get on the stand and do such a great job.
Obviously, it's the jury's mind that needs to be influenced by wherever it goes. Do you think Judson changed the minds of the non-jurors out there, the tweeters, the social media folks? Everybody's watching this trial. Everybody's been pretty dug in, it seems, to both of their sides, with not a lot of objectivity through a lot of it. Do you think this will change anybody's minds out here?
I don't really think so. I think there's some people that are truly on the fence. It's such a small number of people. I did an actual poll a little while ago, just to see if people were actually on the fence. And there were some that are true crimers that are really on the fence. A lot of people have stayed away from this case, especially a lot of what I call real, you know, true crimers that like to study law and cases and facts, because this one was so ugly. Mm-hmm. You know, you even asked a question that seemed like you were anti-Karen Reed, and, you know, they inundated your thread. And a lot of people that are true crimers, they want to discuss it, but they don't want to be attacked.
Yeah.
And so it silenced really so many from even having a thought. But that didn't mean they didn't have a thought.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't mean, you know, I think there's this huge silent majority that clearly sees the facts and the evidence. They're just quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I've seen. So to answer your question, I don't think it will. There's no FKR person, for the most part, that has ever point of change. Although, look at two of the biggest proponents that she did now were both previously FKRs, which are Kevin Lenahan and Matt of Boundless Millennial, who are very outspoken now, but originally started on the side of FKR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, that's because people's opinions can change, and that's a good thing based on the information that comes in. Get some folks just like to dig in like it's a football game and it's their home team, but it's real life. It's real people. And unless you want to be surprised by your home team being a murderous group of folks, sometimes you got to like, oh gosh, I didn't know that. I'm going to change my team now.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.